You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go.
Mind Welcome on back to another episode of Trap Door to Hell. Supposed to be the 9/11 episode. Those of you who follow the Facebook and Twitter will know we had quite the dilemma on Saturday. And doing another podcast again because that one was no longer there. So I had what was a short time period on Saturday after doing family stuff, drop-offs, and then just dealing with a dog and other stuff I had to do. I had a short window that I wanted to record at, and I got everything set up, sat down, started recording, got about 8 minutes in until I was doing this, this one bit that wasn't worth it in the first place because I don't think it came out funny. I watched it back after and realized it was not a funny bit, but it had to do with me putting on a Batman joke, a mask to tell a joke, leaned over to put on the Batman mask. Flag came tumbling down like usual, you know, just fucking more bullshit. Can't figure out. Nothing ever works right. Flag came down. I had to press pause to try and fix the issue. And then I guess when I unpaused it, I didn't press unpaused. I had pressed stop recording without my knowledge because the headset was off to have the Batman mask on. And I continued the podcast without noticing it for about maybe 45 minutes or so. And when I was coming to the end, I realized, hey, buddy, you don't have a recording sign in the corner. You just wasted your time instead of trying to just saddle back up and re-record that day. I just called it. It was already very infuriating for me. I was already debating on, I was already debating on whether I should be recording then anyways, just because felt a bit creatively blocked on what to do with this. It's also been a long road. I'll tell you guys, since we're on the subject, you know, I was talking to a good friend of the podcast, Hardy, of course, about having him come on. And he said, why don't you just do it yourself? You do a good job when you're doing it yourself. And I just don't trust in myself to do it. It's been very hard to get people to continue to come on. People have lives. They're busy. It's also busy to, even if, you know, everybody wants to help and come on and do it. They're not always, you know, in the mood to do this. And I only have a certain time, you know, I have certain times because of my life to come do it. So it's been real difficult. So I took it as a sign. Let's just rewrap. I feel a lot of pressure to get these out every Sunday at 5. I may stop having it be at a certain time every week. And I know that's how you kind of become successful is you make it a reoccurring thing that you do every week. But it's been a lot of pressure for me to do this. So those of you, I'll try and put this out Monday night, of course, depending on how much editing I have to go through it. But, but keep your alerts on is all I can say. I'm going to do my best. I'm creatively trying to work through a bunch of mental blocks and may go to a place where I only record this by myself. I don't know how that's going to play or whatnot or what have you, but we're going to give it a shot here. One of the main things I want to talk about. So earlier last week, I was on a Vegas trip with my lovely, 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 beautiful girlfriend Laura. We went to Las Vegas for one reason really only, and that was to see one of the final Shania Twain shows. Her residency is ending in Vegas, and there's talks of her retiring, I guess. I'm not really sure. She had a accompanying Netflix documentary that just came out recently that kind of feels like the end, possibly. So she was very excited, Laura, that is, wanted to see Shania Twain. It's one of her top musicians of all time. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, this is gonna be it. We don't know if we'll see her again. Let's just book it. Let's just go. Took off on a Wednesday morning. Thank you, Tyler Kiai, giving us a ride to the airport and storing a car. Appreciate it, brother. Took off Tuesday morning early, like flight left just before 5 or boarded just before 5. So, and then we got back late Thursday night. I'd actually, because of delays that I went into, that I'll go into in a little bit, we didn't get back till like 2 a.m. Thursday night, which is good. I was gonna, well, at that point, it's Friday morning, right? I was going to go to work on Friday, but I eventually thought not of it when I found out how late the flight is. And it's a good thing, too, because getting back at 2 and having to get up in a couple hours would have been rough, and had to go pick up the pup from old Glenn G, who was watching the dog. Vegas was cool. We stayed at the Elara, which is really nice. I like it's connected to the Mile Walk shops that are connected to Planet Hollywood, which Planet Hollywood is one of my favorite places to stay. I love that center location on the strip. You work one way, you work the other way, depending on what you're doing. There's a bunch of stuff right there, lots of restaurants, lots of quick, you know, like I said, it's Mile Walk, so it's like a mall right there. Quick snacks, drinks, all that fun stuff is located. And if you're on a short trip like we were, where we didn't have like full days to go walk and explore the strip, there's a bunch to do right there, so it makes it easier. Yeah, no, it was fucking awesome. There is a place, fuck it, I can't remember the name of it now. Inside that mile walk that we had breakfast that first morning when we flew in, and dude, it had a fucking hell of a deal. Like, got a big ass croissant sandwich for like 15, but less than $15, with potatoes. Good for bread, you know. I mean, you know, it's a little expensive, but for like a sit down restaurant breakfast, that was not bad. But the key was like some of the breakfast or some of the you know, regular like well or you know, drinks that people get, like mimosas. She got mimosas and I got like Bailey's and coffee, Irish coffee. And those were 3 for $12, three for 12, 3 for 14, 3 for 15. But like to get three drinks for $15, pff, that was awesome. Awesome. It was Ocean something, something or the other. Can't remember. It was in that mile walk. It was right outside. I mean, right down into that, the mile shops, in the mall right by our hotel. So it was really easy, really quick. We were able to go put our bags up, go get some breakfast, come back and take a quick nap, and then get out and hit the day. Lots of fun stuff, you know. Just and then later that night, you know, the Shania concert was really, really cool. The venue was in the center of that mall right there too, so we didn't have to go far at all. What was the name of it called? What is the name of that arena called? Can't remember. Fuck, that's weird. Well, I mean, I remembered it all on Saturday when I did this the first time, but it was a great concert. It was actually a pretty small venue. I thought it was much bigger, but it's really not. Super cool. She played a hell of a show. It was, you know, it wasn't too long. It was kind of in and out, so like not like a crazy long concert. Fun, play the bangers, rock and roll. Went down to Fremont Street the next day. Fucking awesome, awesome time. Came back, did a little, you know, drinking here and there, and then we went to a sports bar and watched the Thursday night football game, Blondie Sports Bar. I think it's a chain. Pretty sure it's a chain. But that was in that same mall too. We had to put our bags. We didn't want to go far from the bags because we had to get out right after the game to get to the airport to be ready for our flight. Well, we were supposed to, but the flight got delayed and shit. But So it was cool to just go right there again, real close, not have to walk far. Huge fucking screen. Watch Thursday Night Football, the opening game of the 2022 season, which was fucking awesome. Bunch of chicken wings and fries, and like it was. I like, you know what I really liked? It was cool because it was packed, but they had like buckets of beer. So I got like a $16 bucket of Miller Lights, and she got a bucket of seltzers or canned tequila cocktails or whatever, and sat there and had those. And then we order a shot when we want, and then watched a fucking great game, talked to some people around, and then hit the airport and head home. Airport home, nightmare, fucking nightmare, but you know, whatever. Got home at 2 a.m. It was cool. The only thing that sucked, or well, you know, it was crazy. So, speaking of opening day and speaking of be, you know, so when we're at that bar watching Thursday Night Football, and I'm hyped, right? It's Thursday Night Football, first game of the season. I don't count preseason. Preseason stinks. You know, I got money on the over. We're gonna have a good time. There's five turnovers in the fucking game in the first half. So I'm like, there goes the over because nobody scored. And then the fucking Rams, the Rams just gave up trying to come back on the Bills, which just purely irritated me. But during the game, a bridal party came in, I guess, after the wedding. I mean, of course, after the, she was still in her, woman was still in her fucking giveaway suit. What do they call? Her wedding gown. And I was like, man, that's cool, you know. They got married before Thursday Night Football, and they're coming here. You know, they may miss the first quarter or whatever, but that's cool. And then they got the microphone for the place, and they're making announcements and like getting cheers and stuff. But I can't understand what they're saying because they're fucking British. Like these are, so I'm like, why are you hidden here? Now this makes no sense because you should go. You can go to any bar here. Like, why do you go to a sports bar? The fucking, you don't like football. What the fuck is this bullshit? And then as they're making a speech and they're actually gonna get ready to do a toast, I swear I hear like cheers to the queen. And then I look up at the TV and I see they're running like the like tomorrow's segment about the queen or whatever. Guess the queen died on without me noticing, which I don't give a fuck. I don't care. The whole fascination with the royal family is utterly stupid. I mean, I think if you have a fascination with the royal family, one of the things after this died is people talking shit about the queen on Twitter, which was hysterical. But the people who were saying like too soon and you're dumb, you know, you're dumb, you know, you don't know that what she means to that. Get the fuck out of here. If you're an American and you do that, you need to go the fuck back home because you're ruining one of the best weekends of the fucking year. All right. Well, the queen tried by dying, but it's opening weekend for the NFL, right? Second week of college football. We're trying to remember 9/11, God damn it. And you are trying to ruin a fucking memory of this weekend by fucking being a little pussy baby about the fucking queen. Get fucked. Life's good, baby. America. So after the queen tried to crash 9/11, besides that, it was pretty good. I did enjoy it. Like, so. Yeah, no, it would suck. I mean, I was talking about gambling and shit, and although this is great that I'm doing this on Monday because I was just gonna talk about the bets I was going to make, but now you can literally watch me be frustrated about how I lost all my bets. I'm 0 for 3 this weekend, absolutely dog shit. Of course, I bet that the over in the first game and the Rams just didn't show up. Funny thing, we're gonna send. See a fucking trend. The Rams were one of the teams that decided not to play any of their starters the whole preseason, and they don't seem to have any continuity when they start the first game. I wonder fucking why. I should have paid attention to that a little bit more, but I expect at least. I mean, it was 41, so I was 10 points off or 11 points, 12 points off from covering. 11 from push, 12 from covering. So it's a little frustrating knowing if they just tried, because they started to get stuff going like right after the second half. Oh, no, they didn't. I'm trying to remember the game. No, but like you can score 10 points, but when you lay down, that makes the Bills lay down. Like all they had to do was like go down and score a touchdown, and the Bills would have felt pressure to keep playing as well. So that could have easily ended up in those 12 points I needed. Very fucking frustrating. Sunday, dude, after Thursday night football and kind of like having basically a dud of a game that wasn't very exciting besides watching some of the stuff that Josh Allen did, Sunday morning opened up and the morning slate was fucking killer. I'm sitting here at home. I'm watching Red Zone. Yeah, Red Zone. Well, first, before I even start about that, I wait all fucking year long. I wait all year long for one thing, and that's to hear the first announcement that I'm getting prepared to watch 7 hours of uninterrupted football on the fucking Red Zone channel by Scott Hansen. And guess what? I go to the channel. Hey, the pre-roll was working just fine. All of a sudden, when it's time to start, I get that this channel cannot be loaded. So I'm freaking out. I think there's something wrong with my TV. Go to my phone. That's not working. Laptop's not working. Time to go to Twitter. What's up? Red Zone is down for pretty much everywhere. Everybody, no matter if it's, I have Sling TV, YouTube TV, nobody had the fucking broadcast because they had a technical issue with Red Zone. So right there off the bat, I'm fucking beyond frustrated. I'm having trouble with my TV. Even keeping the, at one point that I had the Niner game on there and I had the Steelers Bengals game on my laptop, and all of a sudden the Niner game starts going out, like it shuts off, and I'm like, don't fucking start this now, don't start. Eventually, towards like the middle of the second quarter, they got it figured out, but it was only figured out on my phone and on my laptop. My TV application would still not load the Red Zone. So I got over it eventually, because at least I had it, but I wasn't happy. So I set the laptop up on the TV tray next to me, and then I had back and forth between the other games up on the actual TV. So start going, and I'm glad I got that set up. It was real comfortable. And man, it, like, a lot of the games weren't a lot. There was a couple good games, but not too much. Like the Niner game pretty much was starting to become boring. The Patriots game never really went anywhere. There wasn't much from that. And then all of a sudden that fourth quarter hit and the witching hour hit, and it was an explosion of shit going on. The games were going back and forth. The Lions were chipping their way back. I was like excited to watch that. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati going. Cincinnati came back after being blown out in the first half. The Bears were coming back. The fucking Panthers were coming, which was my bet: Panthers over Browns. The Colts and Texans. The Texans went from being up to bringing it close. The Saints coming back. It was just like. Coming and Commanders. I mean, fucking Carson Wentz. I was literally watching him give the game away to the Jaguars. He was throwing interceptions. I'm laughing at him. All of a sudden, he's throwing deep bombs. He's bringing the team back. It was just fucking crazy. The Giants, the Titans. That was that in the afternoon? Or was that in the morning? I'm trying to remember. Because that was Sunday night. That was afternoon. That Giants game was in the afternoon too. Yeah. We'll get to that later. So I'm watching all these and it's going back and forth. I got the group text with the fantasy team going the fuck off. It's absolutely mayhem. I'm yelling, I'm screaming. Raiders aren't even playing yet. I'm cheering, I'm screaming. Fuck yeah, it was the perfect way to start the opening Sunday of the NFL on 9/11. Never forget. I will never forget this one. Never forget this one. Colton at a point because the Colts and Texans both go to overtime. They're looking at the Colts and Texans and the Bengals and the Steelers go to overtime. We're looking at two ties because they keep going. They keep missing field goals. I think there was like fucking 8 or 10 missed field goals this Sunday. Insane. I was pissed off. Baker Mayfield makes his way all the way downfield. All the way downfield to score and go up on the fucking on the Cleveland Browns. And I'm like, dude, there's only a few minutes left. Just hold them, hold them, hold them. Next thing you knew, I'm getting alert that they're getting ready to kick a field goal. And I'm losing my mind. That was like, you know, it sucked because so much awesome shit was going on. And it just put me in the dirt to lose that bet. Because now I'm 0-2, right? Thursday night, this one really stung. But it was cool to see. Jameis Winston literally turning around in the fourth quarter. Cool as fuck. So then, you know, afternoon games hit. And, like, after coming down from that high, it was nice. I put on the Raider game on the big TV. I still had Red Zone going here. I kind of snoozed off for a little nap in the first half of those games. And then I'm like, all right, wake up. Fucking let's get back to it. Let's see the end of this. Well, third bet, Cardinals and Chiefs. I fall asleep for, you know, half an hour and I wake up and the game's literally out of hand. Cardinals, you're getting 6 points at home. I don't understand what the fuck that was. I don't understand it. It was beyond frustrating. I mean, I thought I had a good edge. I pull out data. I'm like, oh my God, the Chiefs, as road favorites, last year were like 7-9, but the Cardinals as home favorites 6-1. Like, I've got the stats here. This is gonna be good. This is trash, absolute fucking garbage. The Raiders lose in dramatic fashion. At least we had one except because the Packers got the shit beat out of them too. We had one exciting game in the Giants and the Titans. What was unfortunate was that wasn't being shown on the TV. I mean, I could watch it basically through the Red Zone channel, but because the other teams were still scoring, like, I was interrupted and I just kind of wanted to watch that. It was super exciting. Brian Daboll was his first game as a Giants head coach. They marched downfield. The drive before, Danny Dimes was an interception in the fucking end zone. And then Brian Daboll was screaming, or not screaming, but aggressively talking to him on the bench about what the hell's going on. And then they get the ball back and they drive all the way down the field and they score another touchdown to make it a 1-point game. And he says, you know what? Here's my fucking nuts, guys. Go for the win. Go for two. I mean, end of longest yard. We're cons. We always go for two. It was beyond exciting. Beyond exciting. And they converted and they beat the Titans. It was something great. I mean, to see Saquon Barkley come back after being out for a year or two before in his first couple of years, not really healthy. He's like back to form. It was absolutely phenomenal to see what he did. Super crazy. And like, I'm going into Sunday Night Football thinking, what a day this has been. I made garlic bread pizza, dude. I'm having a good time. And then just a dud. Buccaneers, another team that really didn't play their starters. They looked flat in the first half. Cowboys didn't do anything, and then Dak Prescott got his hand hurt, and I'm like, I'm turning this game off. So we'll see tonight, Monday Night Football, how the Broncos Seahawks do. It'll be interesting. It's in Seattle, so Russell Wilson returned home. I don't think this should be a very close game, but, you know, the Seahawks can always surprise you and keep it close. So it'll be interesting to see. But, that, I mean, football was great. Fantasy football, I beat Johnny Roca in one league by 1 point. It was really good. Shout out all you guys who are missing points and doinks, but I really cannot handle. I've got so much on my plate right now. I can't handle to do that too. Maybe someday you guys can make me rich and famous, and I can only do this permanently. But till that day comes, we'll see. What else is going on? I want to talk a little bit about my movie rankings. You can still go do that. You can that's pinned tweet on Twitter, Trapdoor Pod. It's on Facebook, in the About Me, YouTube About Me stuff. And then if you're listening or watching this, in the descriptions of the video or just the audio description of the podcast, there's a link to my Google Sheets with all my movie rankings. Disney released the Pinocchio live action remake, which is getting pretty well shit on by people online. And it may just be me thing. I don't know. Because I had this problem with Dumbo too. People really hated Dumbo. Now, I didn't think Dumbo was really good per se, but it wasn't bad. Like the this I think I saw on Rotten Tomatoes was getting like 30% or below. I don't think this is a 30% movie. I thought they did a pretty good job adapting it, staying real truthful to the story, adding things here and there that I think added to the plot and made a little made it made sense. Like there was no issues. I didn't think it was forced or anything like that. The only things that I didn't like is like Tom Hanks as Geppetto. Tom Hanks is, I mean, I'm sorry, at this point he's one of those guys where he's Tom Hanks. You watch a movie and you go, that's Tom Hanks. It's not, he doesn't disappear into a character. So like a weird character like Geppetto is kind of strange to have it just be that's Tom Hanks doing an accent. I mean, I talked about this. I don't know if I said it on here, but people who I've talked about with Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, which is fantastic. If you haven't, HBO Max, go watch it. He doesn't disappear into that role. It's just so weird and it's distracting at times. Now, he's not in this movie a whole ton because it is kind of true. He's at the beginning and then comes back at the end. So it's not distracting. I thought they did a good job with Jiminy Cricket. That's JGL too, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But I mean, they must have altered his voice or something like that. But it was good. I thought it was interesting what they did with Pleasure Island and CGI and up. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis. So, for those of you, Robert Zemeckis does like a lot of Tom Hanks shit. But most notably for like this kind of thing that I relate to some of the stuff was Polar Express, which like taking a something and make it extravagant. So like a lot of things in this where the cartoon kind of feels a little more grounded, this gets a it at least from what I remember, like it stays grounded for the most part while being absurd. This goes into a little more absurdity. I think it does things nice. It's like what you would expect. Like back then when they're doing the animation, this is it. They're doing a live action thing. They can with the CGI and things that we have nowadays, they can do this grand spectacle. They can do that. The little boy who played Pinocchio, his voice was fantastic. Let's see. I gotta remember what the name of Pinocchio. Hold on one second here. Let me find the fucking the fox and oh, he's just called the fox. I thought he had a name. And fuck, I remember their names when I recorded this last time too. It's like Figaro's the other cat. He doesn't talk. That's why he doesn't have a fucking thing here. Whatever. The fox and his little buddy who first get Pinocchio off of his way, I thought were extremely well done. The CGI on them was fantastic. I really love that. They did a good job with that. Monstro the whale, the redesign of that. I thought it would be nice maybe stick a little bit more true, like they, because it's Monstro the whale. They just go, oh, he's not a whale, he's a sea creature or some shit like that. I can't remember exactly what the line was, but it was kind of distracting how they did that. But I my movie score for that is on there. I think I got it like 50s or something like that. I'll have to look real quick. But I've got other stuff on there. You know, I just came off of COVID, so I watched all of the Chucky and Child's Play movies. I watched the Dark Knight series over, and I can't remember if I talked about it on here. That was funny because I completely forgot forgot the end of that movie series. 62 for Pinocchio is what I gave that. I basically forgot the end of the Dark Knight trilogy. I didn't remember what had happened after, like, I didn't realize that Batman had to, I don't know, I didn't realize that Batman flies the bomb off and that he dies. So I text my brother and I tell him, dude, I didn't know Batman dies at the end of Dark Knight Rises. And he goes, Batman dies, but Bruce Wayne lives on. And then I'm like confused. And then I let the fucking story develop and I'm like, holy shit, I completely forgot what happens at the end of this. And he's like, yeah, don't forget Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Robin. And then the scene comes up with Robin, or with him, where I remembered that they were trying to set him up as Robin. What I didn't remember is they just made his legal name Robin, which was fucking crazy. And then also, I'm like, what the hell? At the end, he's with Catwoman. He's with Catwoman in fucking France or whatever when he runs into fucking Alfred. I'm like, this is too much. I forgot how weird that ended. But yeah, so anyways, tons of movie scores there. You can go to that. I'm gonna continue to update that as we go. We can do some. I wonder if we should do some TikToks or if I'll save them. Yeah, let's. You know what? Let's do them. I gotta just pull them up real quick. I didn't plan on doing them because I was figuring we're gonna fucking have a bunch of talk about after football. But I've been on a speed, like I'm rolling. So. These are some short ones. Let me pull up this. These are yeah, most of these are short ones, but they're real, just real funny hitters real quick. Let me get this centered in here. Excuse me. That's better. All right. This one doesn't really matter. It's just a quick joke. They're window cleaners.
Eli,
he wrote boob with the window
check
cleaner.
it out
And he erased the bottom B. I mean, it's dumb. It's dumb, but I love that shit. It's very funny. Little quick hitter jokes like that are good. One of my favorite jokes of all time is from Family Guy, when Lois is attempting to open up a bakery for cookies or whatever. And she goes into the bank to get a loan, and they're doing the whole thing, and the loan officer's like, I'm gonna run this up to the I'm gonna take these cookies up to the boss and see what he says. So takes a pot of cookies into the boss's office at the bank, and it's the cookie monster, and he just goes, yes. And then they cut back. Like, it's just a funny little jokes like that. I love it. All right, this one's a good one. This is a older vlogger that some of you guys might recognize if you're watching this. He's a goofy looking fellow, but he's gonna continue to get pranked over and over again. So
and I got this tube right here.
those of you who knows when they get tube shipped in, what is that?
What the f another glitter bomb. Do I look stupid to you? How stupid do you think I am?
This is a
Also got this, two cigars directly from Cuba. Oh, we should show the trolls because they
He's
were
reading a
quite
note right now.
expensive, and those pieces of shit will be jealous. Thanks for being you, Donovan. Donovan, my dude. Thank you. My trolls are the biggest pieces of shit. You have no idea.
Yeah, fuck my asshole trolls.
I thought it was gonna get real cigar.
A glitter bomb.
Grind for more, yes.
This is a can of Pringles. I love what it, just getting his face when he gets pranked over and over again is fucking classic. That's a good one. This one, I mean, speaks for itself. We'll call this guy the Down Syndrome King. His hat, he's got a hat, flat bill hat on that says King. He's got a button up shirt, long sleeve button up shirt that's only buttoned up halfway. Excuse me. He's got a long sleeve shirt under a short sleeve button up, and the button up's only halfway up. He's got sunglasses on inside. He's got a hat, white hat, black writing that says King. And it's literally just him doing a lip sync. So this one's pretty visual, but.
Honey, why you calling me so late? It's kind of hard to talk right now.
Those are always funny for me. Those are always funny for me. I love those. You know, I don't mean to make fun of like handicapped people or anything, but they're funny. They're funny as fuck. I mean, there's a reason why they have Love on the Spectrum on Netflix, and it's not because Love on the Spectrum is cute. It's because it's fucking funny to watch people like that interact with one another. It's hilarious. Like, who they give them a phone and they're like, just do whatever. Like, just imagine you, like some of these, you know, and it stinks. I'm not trying to make light of it, but some people have the mental capacity of a young child. So imagine giving a young child the freedom to come on the internet and post whatever they wanted. And some parents do, and it's fucking hilarious. I love that shit. It's just like, you'll see, like, I keep showing these TikToks. You'll see some of my shit is just like weird shit the kids are posting too. It's fucking hilarious because they don't know what they're doing, and they don't realize this just lives forever. Very funny. This is not posted by a kid, but this one is fucking hysterical. If you're not watching, I suggest you go on YouTube and watch. There's a little boy sitting in his Paw Patrol chair, and he's got a VR headset on. So usually these, and you can see the TV in the background, usually these are, they tricked a kid or a couple of kids to go up close, and it's like the old jump scare games. The funny thing with this kid is not only his reaction, but actually what's on the TV screen. Which is, it's like, just watch and then I'll talk about it.
I'm done. I'm done.
It's literally I want to watch it one more time. I gotta watch it one more time. It's like the most low budget version of like what would be a Jurassic Park simulator or something like that. Like you could tell it's obviously fake. Freaking the fuck out. Very good. I mean, that shit's great.
Gotta get some more of those.
I think I have one more that I put up there recently, but I don't have it on my laptop yet. That was a problem. I can see if I can do it like this. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can. Oh, nope, nope, nope. Pictures. Oh, I forgot about on my Vegas trip. I went to a museum for a movie prop museum on Fremont Street. Fucking awesome. Let me see if you can see that. Let's do it like this. This is real crappy, but
actually, I want to cheese.
Vote for me President of the United States. I am Brent Peterson.
Vote for Brent Peterson. I was so interested because I'm like, okay, this is a planned video. They got some Little Caesars workers. They're going to throw a pizza. It'll be funny. And then it just stops, and it's just this dude saying, vote for me for president. And then I thought he was going to make a point. I thought he was going to make a point to, like, why you should vote for me. I'm Brett Peterson. And he doesn't. He just doesn't. Hilarious. Never ceases to amaze me. Well, all right. I think I'm going to fucking wrap this one up for the week. I appreciate you guys, as always. I haven't checked. You know what? Let's do a live check-in on the email. Action required. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Looks like nobody's emailed me, but if you'd like to email, maybe book a guest spot for those of you who are actually fucking entertaining, or just have like a segment you think would be cool or something you want to hear me talk about, get my opinions on, you can send that trapdoorpod@yahoo.com, on Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell, Twitter @TrapdoorPod. Please like and subscribe, all the stuff, on whether it's only on audio like is mainly on YouTube, so, but on the audio stuff, subscribe too. It helps me. Comment too. Comment fucking, you can tell me I suck if you want. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but that's gonna be up for me. So those are you guys out there. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. Have a good week. Door to hell, later. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.